This building has quite an interesting history. In 1879, on Main Street here in Springville, right across the street from what is now Julie's Pizzeria, was a large opera house, Hall's Opera House. This opera house was built in 1876, and just 3 years later, it burned down. The night Hall's Opera House burned, 37 other businesses, residences, and buildings along the south side of Main Street burned. Springville at that time just had a bucket brigade. And Hall's Opera House, as you can see in one of the pictures out in the Spalding Photographic Studio, was a building that was one story taller than the Leland House. So it was quite a large building, and a bucket brigade was not going to save it. Following that fire, Katzman's Hardware and Novelty Store was constructed on that site. Now, that was a wood frame, three-story building, and that's the building that we've depicted here. Katzman's burned in 1907, but by then, the Fountain Hose Company had been formed here in Springville, and they were actually able to save the shell of this building, and it later became the Pantheon Movie Theater, the first movie house in Springville showing silent movies. In the early 1930s, Mr. Pete Piffarella bought the Pantheon, and he renamed this the Joylin Theater. Many of you are familiar with the Joylin Theater, which is still in operation on Main Street in Springville, not necessarily in this location. In 1949, Mr. Piffarella bought the lot on the north side of Main Street, just west of Buffalo Street, and he built his new Art Deco-style Joylin Theater. And that's the building that you see on the right of the Coons Rexall Drugstore. When the Joylin Theater moved out of the three-story building, then Mr. Edwin Coon opened up Coons Rexall Drugstore. As tradition would have it, in September of 1955, Coon's Drugstore, along with Engel's Jewelry Store, the Fashion Shop, and all of Dr. Schweitzer's dental offices caught fire and burned. Now, as you step back and look at the new Joylin Theater with the flashing lights up above and the marquee, you'll notice that on the left hand is a poster of the first movie that showed in the Joylin in 1949. That was That Midnight Kiss with Ethel Barrymore, Mario Lanza, Keenan Wynn, several names from the era. The poster on the right is of The Great Race. That was a movie that showed in 1965. It was a comedy spoof about the New York to Paris auto race. It starred Tony Curtis, Natalie Wood, Peter Falk, and Jack Lemmon. In the bottom of that poster, you see Tony Curtis and Natalie Wood sitting in the New York to Paris automobile called the Leslie Special. In front of the Joylin Theater, we have a 1917 Model T Ford Speedster. And we invite you to sit in this. Pretend you're Tony Curtis or Natalie Wood and have your picture taken.